They will match competitors' prices. Well, why should you do all the work for them? At Appliance Discounters, we price our appliances lower than any competitors right off the bat. This is Denise Bradley from Appliance Discounters, and for the last 4.5 years, we have proven to our customers that we have the lowest price on GE appliances. Not only will you get the lowest price on the product, you'll also get the very best service and installation prices on your new GE appliance. So get over to Appliance Discounters and find out why we have the happiest customers and the unhappiest competition.
Realtors have expertise in land development and management, retail, industrial, office, and investment properties. They have the experience, knowledge, and savvy to help you achieve your business and investment real estate goals. Realtors also have the power of the National Association of Realtors behind them, working with legislators and regulators to support the key role commercial real estate plays in our national economy. Ask for a professional who understands your commercial business. Ask for a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
It soars nearly 400 feet high over St. Louis, offering an alluring ambiance with a breathtaking view of downtown. It's 360 on top of Hilton at the ballpark next to Busch Stadium. Besides the view, you'll find an incredible selection of beer, wine, and signature cocktails. Plus, their small plates menu, perfect for noshing or for enjoying a shared meal. With bars and seating both inside and out, 360 Rooftop Bar is a great place to be all year round.
360. Sip. See. Savor.
Hi, I'm David Hall, president of Shore Mortgage, and right now is one of the best times to refinance in decades. And here's why. First, mortgage rates are at their lowest point that they've been in months. Second, when you refinance with Shore Mortgage, you might be able to skip a payment, freeing up some cash flow to pay those holiday bills. Some of our clients are locking in at rates around 3%. So call Shore Mortgage today at 800-523-HOME. That's 800-523-HOME.
United Shore Financial Services, Equal Housing Lender, NML System Number 3038.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share.
Alcohol and night swimming.
Oh, that's a good company.
How about the song stylings of Hal Jolson?
Fantastic.
Thank you, Dan. I know how much you like it.
I know.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the, can you believe it, the November 4th edition, as we're in our new time now where it gets dark way too early. This edition of the Playhouse brought to you by Mark and Jason. That would be Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. They're financial advisors. I'll be happy to talk with you. You're going to have to set the appointment up and talk to them because they're not going to come bugging you, okay? We'll tell you a little bit more about them and a bunch of other stuff and a joke after this. And now, the credits. Instead of rolling them like you do on a video, we have to say them. We don't wait till the end of the show to tell you who's on the board and who makes it possible. We'll just tell you right now. It's primarily two other people. We don't have time for the staff of writers and researchers and producers that put the show together. We don't have time for all that. We only have time for these two guys. Eon, the peons at the control board. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would also like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are, of course, financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are receiving a lump sum distribution from your 401k, then that would be a great time to explore all of your options with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
The one and only Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
It's going dandy. How about that?
That's good.
Nobody uses dandy anymore.
No.
Now that I've heard it, I see why.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
My rat boy. He's never going to trick-or-treat again. He's so mad.
What happened?
He says, I hate Halloween now. Now he came back and dumped out the bag. Not one piece of what?
Cheese.
Not one piece of cheese.
No.
He said it's all candy. Well, that's what it's supposed to be.
It's Halloween. That's what they do.
But I'm so hung up on cheese. Don't get hung up on cheese, or you'll actually get hung up on cheese. See what I did there?
Oh, yeah.
It's a constipation joke. They're hot now. Ladies and gentlemen, Bruce Limpress and the All-Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
That guy that called, Thursday? And one of the people that called with the kids' jokes for Halloween, he says, hey, have you seen that new movie, Constipation? It's not out yet.
Yeah.
That was Bill Cleveland.
That was Bill Cleveland.
Said something funny?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that was Bill Cleveland.
I didn't even associate it with him. It was that funny. And I didn't even put it with him for some reason. We're brought to you by Mark and Jason. Mark Reed and Jason Becker. They are with a company called Stiefel Nicholas. Been around a long time. Great credentials, great reputation, and so do these guys. They have a great reputation, too. You can ask anybody who, and by the way, I'm sure they'd be happy to provide you with a list of clients. Well, I'd like to talk to somebody you've advised for several years and see what they have to say. Fine. They'll let you do that. Some of the people that come to them are very wealthy, multimillionaires, and some people come wanting to get to that point. They have $25,000, maybe a little more. But $25,000 or more, that's their goal, that's your goal, is to end up with more than just $25,000. And there are lots of ways to go about that. They need to get to know you a little bit. You need to get to know them. They need to know what your risk tolerance is, what your level of tolerance is for risk, and how much risk you should or shouldn't take based on your life, who you are, where you work, how secure is your work. Do you both work? Do you both plan to keep working? Do you have kids? Who lives at home? Who's going to live at home? How old are your parents? See, a lot goes into this. Call them. Start with their website, markandjason.com. They're very nice guys. You're going to like them. Tonight, we start the news thing at 6 o'clock. So what will happen is we'll bail about a minute before we normally bail out of here, and the beautiful Sandy Miller will be doing the news. You will be simulcasting the audio of the Fox 2 News. So that starts tonight at 6 o'clock.
And I have to tell you, this morning, they promoted promoted it like crazy.
Well, that'll be the first and last time we get mentioned. It never goes both ways.
I was surprised.
It's not a two-way street. It's us, give, and give more. Saw two movies over the weekend. One was tremendous. Prisoners, Jake Gyllenhaal and Hugh Jackman. Edge of your seat, a Stir of Echoes type thriller with Kevin Bacon. It's that kind of movie. It basically is the story of two guys whose daughters are friends and they're playing and they get kidnapped. And Gyllenhaal is a cop. And Hugh Jackman is one of the dads. And the other dad, I think, is Terrence Howard. Terrific movie. Then I went to see a movie that I don't even know how it got made. I don't know how you pitch this to anybody. But then I didn't know how anybody could pitch The Artist, which I still say is a piece of crap. That silent thing, that Academy Award-winning deal. Mm-hmm. And I still say the proof of that it was political, and it was all Hollywood politics that caused it to get all those awards, is that nobody today, a week after it stopped running, nobody ever talked about it again. Nobody says they rent it, they rewatched it, they just saw it for the first time. Boy, was it great. No, it's not great. And here's another one. All Is Lost, Robert Redford.
I haven't even heard of it.
This is a movie about a guy on a sailboat. It's as bad as The Artist, and almost... Well, it's actually maybe worse than Castaway. That thing with Tom Hanks and that soccer ball. Redford has a sailboat, and it takes on water, and it's sinking. There's no dialogue in this whole movie except early on. There's a little narration in the beginning. I think somebody wrote in an article there's 18 lines total in the entire movie. Most of that is in the beginning, and it's him, his words, as he's writing a note to his family because he thinks he's going to die out at sea. So you hear him, I'll miss you all, I love you. Then, I don't know, 30 minutes into the movie or 20 minutes in, he finally gets a radio working after the boat's flooded, and he says something like, SOS. This is an SOS call from the Virginia Gene or whatever it's called. SOS. SOS. Repeating. SOS. Then you go about an hour and not a word is spoken. And at one point in frustration, when there's a big storm, he yells out the F word, just the single F word. And then the only other word in the movie is help. That's it. That's it. There's not one conversation between two people ever. This movie is unbelievable. And I read a couple of reviews and they used words like triumphant, Oscar written all over it. Redford has done his best work. Really? Go see this if you want to see what I'm talking about. It's called All Is Lost, and here's what will be lost. Your money and your couple hours. That's what's going to be lost. That's what it was. We just looked at each other.
They approached Robert Redford and said, would you like to do this movie? Let me see the script.
Well, I saw him interviewed on TV, and Matt Lauer interviewed him, and he said this has to be an actor's dream come true, because it would take you, literally any of us, 30 seconds to memorize the script.
Yeah.
There's no script. It's just a lot of, and by the way, my wife got sick. It's your entire experience.
Oh, the rocking of the boat.
Is out in the water with this boat and this life raft, and she, honest to goodness, we left there, and she said, I have to get something to eat. She had to have, like, pepperoni pizza or something salty. When she gets nauseated, she has to have something salty or whatever. She knows what she needs. But she said, I really don't feel well. She has motion sickness anyway. So she not only didn't like it, then she felt like crap. It's just a bizarre, weird movie. And I still say that artist. And I heard people on the air going, oh, man, this artist, this is a masterpiece.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. It was horrible. It was horrible. I would never watch it again. So, Prisoners, yes. All Is Lost, no. Now, there's a movie that's out that I thought about going to see, but honestly, I don't think I can bring myself to go see it, and I'll tell you why. It looks like it has all the potential and all the makings of a great, hilarious, fun movie. And it's that Last Vegas with Robert De Niro, Kevin Klein, you know the one, Morgan Freeman. Here's the problem. Every review I've read said it stinks the place up. If you go to any of these apps where it says critics, this many critics liked it, this many viewers liked it, it's all far below 50% of anybody that liked it.
Paul Harris talked about it on Friday and said it's very predictable.
Well, yeah. And here's the other thing.
He said it's like he called it Hangover, like Hangover for
That's very good.
Older people. Yeah.
But here's the true test. When you see previews of a movie or clips or trailers and there's not one funny thing in them, and I've seen them all, I've never laughed once, and that's when they show you the best. They give it their best shot, and that's not funny, you're in trouble. So I don't care to see Last Vegas. When we have things like happened at LAX or the school shootings, we talk about this all the time, how sometimes the news stations, the news channels, make themselves look stupid because they get ahead of themselves, they rush in, information's not right. I'm watching a news channel, and on the screen, at the bottom of the screen, and they're interviewing a guy, and the words on the screen are, eyewitness to shooting, okay? And they're interviewing the guy right outside LAX. I'm listening to the interview, and at some point back at the studio, the interviewer says, so tell us exactly what you saw and at what point you saw the shooter and exactly what he was doing. Now, on the screen, it says, eyewitness to shooting. And the guy says, oh, I never saw him.
What?
He said, I didn't see it. And they said, you were at... He said, I was at LAX. I just ran with everybody else, but I never saw the shooter. And I just... And on the screen, it says, eyewitness. He said, no, he didn't. They just grabbed somebody and thought they had something they didn't have. So, again, it made them look like idiots. Anybody see 60 Minutes yesterday?
No.
No.
They had a segment on Lamborghini. Now, Lamborghini, I'm a car guy. Lamborghini has never appealed to me. It's way too low. It's on the ground. It's it's above and beyond just, hey, look at me, look at me. I mean, if you really want to be over the top and all eyes on you, you get a Lamborghini. And I've had some cars that were look at me cars, but not to that degree. But it was an interesting segment because they went to the plant in Italy, and there are no robotics. They won't use robots to build a Lamborghini. But I think that's true, too, of Rolls, Bentley. There are lots of cars where they don't knock out as many, and they're really more handmade cars. But it was interesting when they got to the part about numbers. There are three models, apparently, Lamborghini. There's a 200, the cheap one, the really cheapy, is 200 grand. There's a 400 grand and a $4 million Lamborghini that they made four of.
Whoa.
And they sold all four. And they had to send letters out apologizing to all the people who were denied the $4 million car because they only made four. Now, in a regular plant, assembly plant, a Chrysler, GM, Ford, worldwide, they make over 20,000 cars a day. Okay, any one of those are the numbers. Lamborghini makes 11 cars a day. So that's the difference. And that, you know, that's not the truth, though. At 11 a day, that's like 300 of these things a month. That actually seems like a lot more to me than you'd normally see running around Lamborghinis. What else did I see that I wanted to tell you about? Oh, Peon, you mentioned some apps, new apps you got.
Yes.
I have two new apps that I put in my iPad. One is called Brushes 3. It's an artist app. And I don't know why I do this. I download artist apps. I'm not an artist. I can't draw a stick person. I can't draw anything. And all I do is frustrate myself because I'll pick a brush and a palette and I'll start stroking and swiping
and stick figure.
I can't even tell what it is. I can't do a sun, an apple, a flower, nothing. I have no artistic talent at all and never have really wanted to. I've wanted to be able to play an instrument, but I don't really care that I'm not an artist. But I still download these things thinking, I guess, that I'm going to wipe my finger across and I'm going to end up drawing something. I don't. But here's the one that's interesting. It's called Racing Blind. Have you ever heard of this?
No.
All right, picture your phone or your tablet screen, and you download the game, and it's a racing game, and on the screen is a little car, and you touch the car. You put your finger on the car, and either you can tell the game you either want one of two options. You want to close your eyes, or you want the screen to go black. And I chose for the screen to go black. So you see the car, and you see the track. And you see the obstacles. You're supposed to concentrate on it, remember it, and the screen goes black, and you have to take your finger and run the course to the finish line blind.
Oh, that would be frustrating.
Oh, man, it's pretty interesting, though. It's called Racing Blind, and you literally run this course in the dark because the screen is black. There's a show on TV called Masters of Sex. Have you guys watched any of it?
Yeah, I have.
No, you mentioned that. Yeah, I haven't.
I have.
Real interesting. Based on Virginia Johnson, Bill Masters, Masters and Johnson, St. Louis people, who are probably the best-known sex researchers maybe in the world. And it's a terrific series, and you learn a lot of stuff about sex. And I have some facts here. And some of this stuff actually came out of some of their research. And the reason I'm going to share this with you is because it's the reason for the joke that I'm going to tell today. Here's one of the things in these interesting facts. This is mainly about the penises and vaginas. Sorry, but those are medical terms. Sorry if I offended anybody. Before there was Viagra, Cialis, and whatever those other products are, back in the early 1900s, 1920s, doctors, when guys couldn't get it going, and they go to a doctor, they, for a while, experimented with what was called xenotransplantation. They would transplant the testicles from goats, chimps, and baboons into men. And they thought that maybe if you could have new testicles, even from a goat or a monkey, you could get aroused again. And it says, literally, thousands of men around the world in the 1920s went under the knife for this testicle transplant, and it didn't work. It did nothing. So you got monkey nuts now, and nothing. Now.
But you throw your own doo-doo, so that's a plus.
Yeah.
Well, that I guess that could be a plus. Now, here's, ladies, this is important for you to listen to. According to sexual research, a man is less likely to be unfaithful if he has small testicles. So if your man, you know, has big ones, he's probably going to run. But that makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, don't you equate that with...
Yeah,
I don't know if that's true, that that means more. But they say that the research bears that out. Now, here's the really interesting one and the reason for the joke today. When a guy gets aroused, it's not a bone, even though we know the term boner. There's no bone right there. It's tissue. But, buddy, it sure turns to stone, bone-like material. You can break it, and it has been broken many times. In fact, every year, 200 men in the United States have their erect wieners broken.
Ugh.
And they say when it happens, it snaps like a twig. You can hear it break like a bone. And it usually happens, and these are the exact words of the study, during, I've never had this, violent intercourse. I don't know what that means. I've never had violent intercourse. And I'm sure that sometimes during a fight or something, but it can be broken. And the cure is 6 weeks of bed rest with a splint. They have to make a splint for it. And that, you know what? It just sounds painful.
Yes.
For that thing to be broken like that. So one last little bit of what I thought was interesting information. Remember Lorena Bobbitt? Everybody remembers Lorena Bobbitt. That was the first woman who made the news by cutting her. She literally cut her husband's wiener off. And it actually started a worldwide phenomenon in the news around the world. All of a sudden, when that story got out, there were other women who decided, hey, that sounds like something I need to do to my husband. And they were chopping men's wieners off. And they said there are actually over 100 cases around the world where women chopped off. And then what's interesting is to hide the evidence, some of these women, and this is documented, who lived in rural areas, fed their husband's wieners to the pigs and stuff.
Oh. No chance of a reattachment there?
No reattachment. And one woman in India tied her husband's wiener after she cut it off to a helium balloon and sent it off into the sky. Now, that landed on somebody.
Oh, man.
Somebody somewhere was walking along and... out of the sky with a deflated balloon attached to it was a wiener that landed on somebody's head. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
So in honor of the Masters and Johnson's research, today's joke, an old, old, old joke, and it's been a while, so it's due. It's a story of a young couple, very chaste, very religious, very pure, and they're madly in love, and they've agreed to save themselves for each other. And they're real country people. In fact, the young man is building a home for himself and for his new bride with his own two bare hands. I mean, he's dragging lumber and nails, he got blueprints, and he's out there, you know. Wow. Hammering, sawing, studs are up. He's building a home for his new bride, and he's working on the roof of the house. And as he's up on the roof, he starts thinking about his new bride, and he gets excited. He gets aroused, and he falls off of the roof and lands face down and breaks his penis. Like, just breaks it. Excruciating pain. He runs to the doctor, and the doctor said, "Wow, you broke it." He said, "I know, doc." He said, and this is the worst timing, he said, "I'm getting married in 2 weeks. I've almost finished our dream home. It's all planned. I got a wedding. I could literally have a honeymoon night in 2 weeks. And the doctor said, well, I can't do anything about that. He said, what we have to do immediately is splint this thing. So the doctor gets those tongue depressors, those wooden little sticks, and he puts one on top, one on the bottom, one on the left, one on the right, and encases this young man's wiener in wood with tape wrapped around it. He says, you have to leave that way for 6 weeks. Well, the kid is just a wreck. He cannot even tell her something this horrible. So he just doesn't say anything. He just figures, I'll just deal with it on my honeymoon night. And here the wedding day comes. And after the wedding, honeymoon night, and they're in a hotel, these two pure people who've saved themselves, and she comes out of the bathroom in a little see-through negligee, and he's just in boxer shorts, and she says, honey, and she reaches up and unties a little bow, and it falls to the floor, and there she is totally naked. She said, here it all is. It's all here for you. Never touched by any man's hands, never seen by any man's eyes. I've saved myself just for you. And he says, and I for you. And he drops his pants and says, look, still in the crate.
See how traffic's moving right now and check in with Tim Weiland. Hello, Tim.
Hi, Dan. Well, I tell you what, when they change the clocks, traffic gets quirky, that's for sure. We got kind of a mess on all the highways. If you're traveling downtown, eastbound 40 is slowing from Compton. Well, now it's about Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 44, the right lane jams up approaching Jefferson to 55, and then it continues slow in that right lane from 44 on 55 up to the Poplar Street Bridge. Southbound 55, you just had a little slow pocket between Arsenal and Gasconade. On westbound 40, things were jammed up pretty well from Compton through all the way through McCausland. You're slow 270 through Mason. Not bad to the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 40, though, you start jamming up from Timberlake Manor up through Mason. You're heavy all the way from Ballas in through McKnight, and that's when you hit some stop-and-go traffic towards Big Bend. Southbound 270, that was slow to stop-and-go between Page and Doherty Ferry. Southbound 170 was slow. Olive down through Brentwood, and then things open up to Highway 40. And as far as westbound 70 goes, look for some slow stretches between Zumbel and Mid River Small Drive, and then eastbound 270 slows midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant. And this traffic report, it's brought to you by Toys R Us. This Wednesday at Toys R Us, Rewards R Us members earn double points all day. Plus, get Lego minifigures and Barbie fashion packs, two for $5. Exclusions apply. Visit Toys R Us for details. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Martin Kilcoin Show.
It's a field trip on a Tuesday. The Kilcoin Show live from the Mizzou Luncheon. Coach Haith in town. Tiger fans getting revved up for basketball. Also Ticked Off Tuesday. Your chance to call in and let somebody have it. Let a topic have it, whatever it happens to be. Also, Andrew Vitti takes us out to lunch with Feast Magazine.
The Martin Kilcoin Show. Weekdays from 10 a.m. until 1 on the Big 550 KTRS. Live and local.
This is Jim McMillan, and I want to invite you to my nursery, Rolling Ridge Nursery, Sunday, November 10th, for a day you'll remember. It's our annual Christmas show, now combined with the Webster Groves Historical Society's Christmas Market. Over 50 vendors, carefully selected, will cover an acre of the nursery. Jewelry, coffee blends, alpaca scarves, wool purses, paintings, cutting boards, quilts, metalwork, art glass, and so much more. No reps selling goods from China. They're all local craftsmen. There'll be refreshments, Christmas tree seedlings for the kids, samples of our bird food, and live music, all free. And our new 2013 decorations display will be open to serve you. It's the Christmas show and Christmas market, Sunday, November 10th from 10 to 4, right here at Rolling Ridge Nursery. There's plenty of parking in Old Webster. Just hop on the trolley and stop right at our front door. I'll see you there.
My business. business was losing money because I was wasting time searching through all my paperwork and computer files.
I had boxes of papers all over my house. I couldn't find anything.
Then I got the Neat digital filing system. Now all my documents are organized in one place.
With the Neat system, the boxes are gone, and I can find anything I want in just seconds.
Now I'm making money instead of wasting time.
My life is totally organized.
The Neat digital filing system organizes all your printed paperwork and computer files in just seconds in one tidy, easy-to-find digital place. You simply have to try Neat to see how simple it can be. And now you can try the Neat system for free just by calling 1-800-339-0344. Not only can you organize all your documents in seconds, you can find anything you want in just seconds, too, just by typing one word. Try the Neat system yourself for free. Just call 1-800-339-0344. 1-800-339-0344. That's 1-800-339-0344.
This is Bob Ellman. The government shutdown is over, and we're busy closing loans because the rates have dropped again. Right or wrong, raising the debt ceiling has forced mortgage rates down. That's why I urge you to refinance to a lower rate today.
People are calling to take advantage of low rates, and if you missed it the first time around, this is your second chance. Call Golden Oak at 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
Now's the time to consolidate debts or get cash for the holidays. Our licensed loan officers are standing by to help you lock in a low rate.
Call Golden Oak today and get a lower rate of 3%. That's a fixed rate at 3%. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Land Insured by Blue.
NMLS 1149-37, conventional 15-year fixed rate. APR 3.556 with qualified credit. 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri, 63146. Call 567-GOLD.
Hi, this is John Chay, Mr. Fix-It. Hey, if your garage door or garage door opener needs service, Overhead Door Company are the people you want to call. 314-781-5200. They have standard service hours, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, and Saturday, 8 to 6. They have same-day service if you call before 2 o'clock. They service all brands of garage doors and garage door openers, not just their own. Visit their newly improved website at ohdstl.com and go by their new showroom. They're on Lackland Road, just west of Westport Plaza Drive in Maryland Heights. They have emergency service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Their trucks are like rolling warehouses, so they get most all the parts they need to fix your garage door or garage door opener the first time, so there's no extra cost. Their average tenure of the residential technician exceeds 5 years, giving them the most experience to diagnose and repair any door in any situation. They have the preventive maintenance program available to extend the life of your garage door and garage door opener. Overhead Door Company of St. Louis. Give them a call, 314-781-5200, or look them up on the web, ohdstl.com. That's Overhead Door of St. Louis.
Are you tired of chasing double-digit returns at the expense of security and peace of mind?
Give Heise Advisory Group a call right now. Let us put your vision, goals, and dreams into a plan that will provide a proven and worry-free retirement. Don't wait for the next market downturn.
Call now, 314-909-1116. That's 314-909-1116. Heise Advisory Group, financial security in any economy.
Altair Travel wants me to remind you that the Cardinal Cruise is right around the corner. 7-9 Eastern Caribbean St. Louis Cardinal Cruise. Headliners include manager Mike Matheny and a host of players. Enjoy duty-free bargains of St. Thomas and the most breathtaking beaches of St. Martin. Altair Travel and Cruises want you to know that cabins are going fast. January 25th through February 1st, the Cardinal Cruise. Call Altair Travel for more information. 314-968-9600 or altairtravel.com.
Come on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
3 out of 4 homeowners don't know where to place smoke alarms. They should be installed on every floor and near sleeping areas. Kids smoke alarms will help protect your family.
Target Talk St. Louis, every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m., is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Join host Stephen King as he discusses the world of firearms, from competitions to firearm safety.
Bottle of wine,
We're going to jump right in. We're on our new schedule now where we have to get out earlier so that we can get the news with Sandy Miller in at 6 o'clock. So let's go to Southern California, check in with Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Guns. Annie Guns Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door in Chesterfield Valley. The absolute best filet mignon I've ever had in my life was at Annie Guns. That's the truth. That's a big statement, too. Annie Guns, Smokehouse Market, proud to present the one, the only, Mike Evans.
Yowza! Hey, we start with a pop quiz question. Who is Tracy Morrow? Vanilla Ice? Ice Tea? Ludacris? CeeLo? Don't be trying to lay a lick on the king of the dip. See, I know my rappers there. Hollywood twist to a huge news story when that mad man opened gunfire at LAX on Friday. Mad men were shooting an episode a couple hundred yards away there at LAX. Could have gotten really ugly. Maybe another would have been shooting those TV. They had all kinds of extras there. They had people. The whole thing was sad anyway. Wow. Terrible. I have another comment about that, but I'm going to move on since we're running short of time.
Okay.
How about some love nuggets?
Okay.
Gwyneth Paltrow insists that her marriage to Chris Martin has never been stronger.
Well, I believe her.
Good.
Yeah, this is when she's moving into a new condo she just bought in New York while Chris and the kids are back in London.
That didn't mean anything.
Kelly Clarkson just married Brandon Blackstock. On October 20th, she's telling friends all she wants for Christmas is to get pregnant.
Is he related to Reba's husband? His name's Blackstock.
I think it's the son. In fact, it is the son.
So that Reba is her mother-in-law.
Yes.
Whoa. Wow.
Good for Kelly.
I know that Frank O is going to be very upset about this, but I want you to be strong. You're a grown man. So
all right, give it to me. Let me have it.
Don't be losing or anything.
Let me
J-Lo has broken up with Casper.
Damn, no.
Yeah, I know. I know. Don't know if this is a love nugget or not, but Justin Bieber spent 3 hours at a Rio de Janeiro whorehouse over the weekend. Was photographed as he was leaving, but they covered him up with a blanket as he went out to the car. The girls might have done that because they didn't want anybody to know that they actually serviced his angry inch, I'm guessing. But the blanket came off and they shut the car door and everybody paparazzi took pictures. So.
He was in there 3 hours. He is young.
Yeah, wow. There you go.
3 hours.
TV sophomore Jinx has hit again after great first season. 5 of the 6 following shows have taken the pipe. Good news for Chicago Fire. It's up 12% from the first season. However.
And there's always a however in life.
Elementary down 19%. Nashville down 20%. The Neighbors down 25%. Mindy Project down 30%. Revolution down 34%. Talk about ratings. CNN's ratings have never been worse. Is there even a rumor that they'll change the format? Maybe they could do news. Real news. That would be kind of good for them.
Non-breaking.
Lady Gaga will host Saturday Night Live on November 16th. Her bizarre behavior we've all become accustomed to, but Gaga says, you just wait to that Saturday Night Live show on November 16th. She says, we ain't seen nothing yet.
All right, I'll be watching.
I know you will. Jerry Bruckheimer has a new show coming to the A&E Network called Harvest. It is about a very nice, small-town cemetery caretaker. Nice guy. Then his dad gets out of prison and forces the son to harvest bodies and body parts for profit.
Right.
It's spooky. It's scary. It's very good. Jerry Bruckheimer says it's one of the best things he's ever done. Harvest, coming next spring. Meanwhile, Mark Wahlberg, who currently produces Boardwalk Empire, and we shouldn't forget he also produced Entourage. Mm-hmm. Mark Wahlberg is producing a new series about Julius Caesar?
Yeah, I'm there, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got me now.
Not on. And I have a one-word review of the initial YouTube awards that happened last night. Pitiful.
Yeah.
Just pathetic.
Sorry I missed that.
It was horrible. Anybody watch it?
No.
No.
And finally. Hi, Ian.
No.
So who is Tracy Morrow? Is it Vanilla Ice, Ice Tea, Ludacris, or CeeLo?
I'll say Ice Tea.
Ice Tea.
Wow. Then I'll go vanilla ice.
It's iced tea.
Told you.
But a bonus question. Who is Tom Calloway of the guys left over? Vanilla Ice, Ludacris, or CeeLo? Tom Calloway.
CeeLo.
CeeLo.
I'll go CeeLo.
Answer CeeLo.
All right.
Very good. How much time did I have left over?
None.
Okay. Have a great day. We'll do it again tomorrow. Mike Evanson.
I got one, lost one. You guys got them both. You should feel real good about that. That was Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. If you don't have a dentist, I am personally inviting you. If I could, I would one-on-one individually go to each one of you and go and shake your hand and say, nice to meet you here. I'm inviting you to go to my dentist, my dental clinic, Ballas Dental Care. I can't do that, so the next best thing is I'll just invite you this way. And then here's what's going to happen. You're going to call and go, hey, I'm a listener. I'm AM and the PM. Listen to the Large Money Show in the afternoon. I'm so embarrassed. I haven't been to a dentist for a while, or I'm changing dentists. I hate my dentist. Whatever your reason is, and they're going to make you feel welcome before you ever get in there. And then you're going to probably be a little nervous. I get that, because lots of dental offices, they cause people to be nervous and scared. And then you walk in. And you're going to be there about 5 minutes, and you're going to feel like you've been a patient there for a long, long time. There's magic in that place. And I've been there 40 years this year. I've never felt a shot when they gave me a shot. The shots have come a long way. And all the new latest and greatest stuff, they have all that. It's the people. It's the people at Ballas Dental Care that are going to cause you to email me and go, my goodness, why didn't I do this sooner? You were absolutely right. Ballas Dental Care, corner of Ballas and Clayton Roads, ballasdentalcare.com.
Let's get a quick look at traffic now and check in with Tim Weiland.
Well, things are getting a little bit better on southbound 270. You have just some stop-and-go traffic between approaching Manchester through Doherty Ferry. Now, looking at eastbound or westbound 70, you have slow traffic between the Blanchett Bridge and it looks like it's just before Cave Springs. They're still working with that stall tractor trailer, although they did get it moved over to the right shoulder. You're slow again 370 through Mid River Small Drive, and then heavy again from 79 through Highway K. On eastbound 70 in front of the Southwest Terminal, at the East Terminal, you've got the center lane blocked. We've got a stall or an accident or something. Traffic is stop and go between Lindbergh and there. Eastbound 270, that has thinned out. Also on the downtown bridge approach is still a little bit heavy on eastbound 40, and that is between Union Station and the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report brought to you by Toys R Us. This Wednesday at Toys R Us, Rewards R Us members earn double points all day. Plus, get Lego minifigures and Barbie fashion packs, too, for $5. Exclusions apply. Visit Toys R Us for details. With your Colden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Well, thank you so much for being with us. We really appreciate it. We'll be here for you tomorrow. Hope you'll be here for us. Till then, have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it. You're listening to a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Rich, you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
That's pretty scary living down here with my family and kids.
Guns and ammunition stolen from a car trunk in St. Louis. What the criminals got and what police are saying about the crime tonight. Face to face with a gunman in a mall. Meet the man who confronted a shooter and lived to tell us about it.
Two lawsuits have now been filed challenging the proposed loop trolley. Could they be enough to derail the project?
First at 6, more guns and more ammunition are now in the hands of criminals after a car break-in in downtown St. Louis over the weekend. Fox News' Rocky Madden is live with a look at the weapons and the ones that were ripped off. Rocky.
Well, Sandy, we are live here at Metro Shooting Supplies in Bridgeton, and this is like one of the weapons that was stolen. This is a Glock 9mm gun. There was also a lot of ammunition that was stolen that could be used to shoot in this gun. Now, people in this who live in the city have one more reason to be